There's a beautiful hadith of Mubarak Waqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jo chup raha usne najat pai. The one who remains silent gains salvation. If we look at our lives, same way, a lot of the difficulties that we get ourselves into is because of what we've uttered. Zuban ki behtiyati, not controlling our tongue, we end up in grave situations where we get ourselves into trouble, or when we're in trouble, this is what the wise write, is when we're in trouble, actually because of the misuse of the tongue, we double our problems. Because of what we said and the shouting and the screaming and the abuse or the swearing or whatever we say, we actually double our problems up. Mm-hmm. And this is it. And Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha says that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke, it was slowly and clearly, and every word was very clear. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they spoke with a beautiful smile. And you know, that was the smile that brought life to the hearts of everybody. You know, today we're in an environment where, even if we're saying something nice, when do we smile? Yaar, wahi baat agar hum kahein, khubsurti se kahein, muskura ke kahein, agle ki bhi dil jo, you know, the one we're talking to will enjoy it, he will remember you. You know, if somebody came up to you and said something in a beautiful, smiling way, yeah, you would remember that person. But if somebody frowns and said, you would remember that person, I suppose, but you wouldn't remember him in the right way. And ek baat karne ka ek lehja, you know, there's a way of saying this. There's a beautiful thing that Mubalagh Dawat Islami said recently. He said, you know, talking, we just seem to have it by habit, but it's what you say, when you say it, and how you say it, that we should think about. So, what are you, the thing you're going to say, is it something that's going to please Allah Azza wa Jal, please the people, is it going to upset people, is it going to lead to the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, is this the right time to say it as well?
Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, he was a great Sufi saint, and they said that when you feel hard-hearted, when you feel tiredness, when you feel that there's no blessings in your wealth, then know this, you have said something useless, which is the reason for this. You know, like you're talking about the destruction of the wealth that you said. This great Sufi saint, he said that if you realize that something's going wrong in your life, that you feel tiredness, you feel hard-hearted, you feel that there's no blessings in your life, no blessings in your wealth, know this, that you've used useless talk and you've said something that's taken the barakah away.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
So it's not just a fact of an immediate effect that if I say something to Saibai and I hurt him, yeah, I say something to Saibai that will wound him for the rest of his life, but also the fact that, you know, the personal loss that I have, because a lot of people think, well, you know, alright, I said something to Saibai, I'm alright, yeah, I'm alright, you know, it's not bothering me. But the fact is, and nowadays when we look around ourselves and we see, you know, everybody's complaining that hi, mere bache, hi, mere paisa, hi, you know, and what we really need to do is we need to look at why these problems are being caused. And one of them, you know, the great Sufi saying is, you know, if you are losing barakat in your life, barakat in your wealth, if you're having a hard-heartedness, if you're having, you know, physical problems where you get this tiredness inside you, then one of the reasons may be useless talk, the effect that it's had on people.
Khalibai, Hazrat Uqba bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that many arz ki, ki Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, najaat kya hai? To Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ki apni zuban ko buri baatu se roko. Ki how do you attain salvation? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ki stop your tongue from bad. Allah. Saying bad things. And today, you know, Amir al-Sunnah da'ud barakatuh al-aliyah says, pehle socho phir bolo. And unfortunately, if we were to just take that one simple rule and check out, we always do the opposite. Hum bolte hain, baad mein phir sochte rehte hain. Okay, you know, sometimes we say such wrong things that for months we regret it. Never mind days and hours, for months.
I mean, even if one person understands this, that the Kiram and Katibin have to write down what we say.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Even if one understands, that's enough for a person to change itself. Allah.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Just imagine, you know, you've been reciting the Quran, and you've been reading Salatul Salam all your life. On the Day of Judgment, when you have to read your Namaya Mal, you know, what you've been saying, and when you get to the part where you read the Durood Sharif, Allah. You look at the Prophet ﷺ at the same time as well.
Allah.
Just imagine that scene itself.
There's quite a few Madri Naam about talking. And we also hear the Madri Pearls that we made as soon as when he talks about talking. And one of them was that, you know, you see them, they put a stone in the mouth. This is a habit of Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Bakr. He would keep a piece of stone in his mouth so he does not get a chance to speak. Yeah? This was the start of our pious, that they only talk when necessary, and when necessary they would use sign language. Amir al-Sunnah says that in one of the, you know, how much sign language did you use? How many times did you communicate just by writing? Yeah? And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that to keep silent is better than 60 years of worship. Just quickly going to read out some manners of the talking here. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would speak slowly and clearly. Do not talk nonsense. Offer thought to what you are about to say prior to speaking. Do not imitate another person by the way they talk. Do not mock them, because again, people, you know, they try, you know, people are struggling to speak, then we'll copy them and make fun of them. Look at the person that you're talking to and make constant eye contact. Do not interrupt when someone is talking. This is very disrespectful and neglected too. Do not shout when talking as people do today. It is against the sunnah. Smile facing the person while talking. Do not lie to anyone. Do not swear or use abusive language while talking. Do not put your fingers in your ears or nose or spit. These are bad habits, especially whilst talking to someone. If you want to learn the sunnahs of how to speak, if you want to learn the sunnahs of how we should live our life, basically, the best example of all time is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Come to the Hall of Dawud for me.
Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakat Mulaya gives us a beautiful Madni pearl. Ke ik chup so suk. And I wanted to finish with that, because one moment of silence will bring you, in the Muhawara, in the phrase, 100 happinesses, essentially. And that is so true. You know, Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakat Mulaya says, ke you will often have regretted after speaking. Have you ever regretted it when you remain silent?
No.
You don't. So that's the best